WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Online at WTAW.com are descriptions of two suspects accused of stealing a cell phone in the Northgate area last night around 7:30. According to the College Station police report, the victim was counting the money during the purchase of a used phone when the suspects took the money back and fled the scene. Governor Abbott posted on his personal Twitter account yesterday that he will cut funding to public universities that become what he described as sanctuary campuses for immigrant students. Abbott has also threatened to make millions of dollars off limits to counties that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities. You can see the tweet on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook accounts. The Texas Attorney General's office has dropped its order that visitors to the Brazos County Courthouse be allowed to bring in handguns. That's after the county modified the signs outside the building, which County Judge Dwayne Peters says amounted to a couple of tweaks.
And so mostly what's in the courthouse now, well, it's courts of the DA and the CA, and then the county clerk and district clerk. So really it's all those are just functions of the court.
Peters, who supports concealed carry, wishes the ban would also apply not only to court-related offices, but those that handle administrative functions.
I think, you know, there's too many things that can happen in a courthouse that emotionally charged people that didn't have plenty of things going on in their life, and it's just best that you don't walk in there with a gun.
Peters was also happy with the judge's ruling in Waller County that continues a ban in the Hempstead courthouse. Meantime, it could soon be cheaper to own a gun in Texas.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has put a bill on the fast track that would scrap the $140 fee to get a concealed handgun license in Texas. That fee is among the highest in the country. Potential concealed handgun owners would still be responsible for paying for the class, which typically is around $100. There's also a bill to be considered in Austin at the state capitol next year that would make it legal to have a concealed firearm without a permit if you meet state and federal guidelines. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
Gunfire Wednesday night, three blocks east of the Bryan Police Department, has a man hospitalized in stable condition.
Three males and the victim got into a physical altercation at the front door of the residence, and one of the males produced a firearm, and it was discharged, shooting the victim.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says shots were fired outside the Normandy Manor Apartments on East 29th behind Chicken Express. McKeithen says the gunfire did not hit anyone else. Six Bryan residents have been arrested, and four more suspects are being sought in what the Department of Public Safety calls a multi-agency investigation in Brazos and surrounding counties involving organized crime and drug trafficking.
It shows people here in the Brazos County the relationship between agencies when it comes to drug trafficking.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the College Station and Bryan Police Departments were among five agencies involved in seizing 15 weapons and $242,000 of meth, cocaine, and marijuana. The names of those arrested, including two who were already in jail on other charges, are online at WTAW.com. You can now report an emergency to Brazos County authorities by sending a text to 911. The executive director of Brazos County 911, Patrick Corley, says it should be done by those who cannot speak. For instance, those whose safety is jeopardized by talking.
When you're texting 911, you can't include your parents or your friends on that. It has to only be 911 or it will not work.
Corley also says do not send videos or photos.
We want to use plain language, avoid using any kind of abbreviations or slang that our operators might have trouble interpreting.
And Corley says do not send a text while driving. Tomorrow during the noon hour, you're invited to meet the new mayors of the Twin Cities in the annual Salvation Army Red Kettle Challenge.
There's a lot of pressure on there.
Yeah, there is.
I wasn't so worried about winning and being able to serve as mayor, but if I do, you better win that.
Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, referring to Jason Byinski's five-year winning streak. Nelson will be at the Walmart on Briarcrest, while Carl Mooney will be ringing the bell at the College Station Walmart. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
It's 8:10. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Increasing and thickening cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers developing late this afternoon. Highs will be 60 to 65. Scattered showers and breezy tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. For tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. There's the chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow between 55 and 60. Showers and storms tomorrow night. And we'll see more showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Here's your cool Christmas story for today. When an adorable 3-year-old girl spotted a white bearded gentleman in a restaurant, she naturally assumed it was
Santa.
Of course, man in the restaurant was a policeman from Massachusetts. So he was so moved by the youngster that he decided to go along with her assumption. The officer explained, when a 3-year-old comes up to you during dinner and thinks you're Santa Claus, you roll with it.
Oh, yeah.
He said the little girl would like a Princess Barbie for Christmas.
Aww.
There you are. That's good stuff.
Now our parents better go get it.
Yeah, really. A study shows that if you eat slowly, you eat less.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wait a minute.
Wait, have we heard that before?
Yeah, news flash.
This just in.
Golly, how much did we pay for this one?
Right.
You'll enjoy your food more, too. Women consumed about 70 fewer calories when they were told to take their time eating a meal of pasta and sauce compared to when they were instructed to eat as quickly as possible. They also rated the meal as more pleasant. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Hey, here's an idea. Maybe put the phone away and actually talk to the people at the table.
What?
Yeah, I know. It sounds like a weird idea. Okay, remember cameras? Remember where you buy cameras and you get this stuff called film?
Mm-hmm.
Put the film in the camera, take the pictures, and do that. Okay, the oldest surviving Nikon camera is now also the most expensive. Recently sold at auction for $409,000.
Wow.
Nikon began assembling cameras back in 1948. The one that sold was made in April of that year and was the third camera made. What's your serial number?
Three.
The camera was sold from a collection of a famous camera collector in Japan.
Cool.
$409,000.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
And what do you do with it? It's not like you can use it.
Yep. You just show it. Just
show
put it.
It
right there. There
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
Because they probably quit making film for it. All right.
Yeah.
So we have talked about this whole fake news thing and how more and more people are not able to discern what is actually true or not. The News Literacy Project is a national nonprofit education, teaches middle school and high school students how to consume news and information with a critical eye. They also have been circulating on social media tips for spotting fake news so that you don't accidentally pass along bad information to your Facebook friends or your followers on Twitter. The website is thenewsliteracyproject.org. I know, you have to type the whole thing.
That is so long.
Yeah. But if you want to check them out, and you know what? You could bookmark it after that if you wanted to. But
yeah.
If you want to check them out, even better, follow them on Facebook. You can follow them on Twitter. There's YouTube, Google+. You can get the news literacy tips on your social media news feeds as well. I mean, what a great thing to have. Somebody that can actually teach people how to critically look at information.
Mm-hmm.
We've got adulting school. Now we've got news school.
Hey, doing what we can for you.
Yeah.
Doing
just
what we can
out.
For
yeah.
you. Sure. All right. So the most famous man, remember him? Interesting man in America?
Most interesting man in America. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's just an actor. Okay.
Right.
He's just a dude. And he is now pitching for a wireless company, a Wi-Fi company. Here's a little bit of the commercial from the former most interesting man in America.
Food,
the world.
Water, shelter, Wi-Fi. It's a modern-day civil liberty. It's a human right. When the internet goes down, that's when shit gets dark.
Yeah.
Keep your family secure from Russian hackers, buffering, dead spots. Yeah, it's me. The guy from those ads you liked a lot. Turns out I'm a real person. And some serious tech nerds made this. It's called Luma. Get Luma so you can get faster speeds, no more dead spots, and take your Wi-Fi back. Tweet me at Luma Home. I'm here to help.
There you go.
This is the old guy.
Yeah, his name's Jonathan Goldsmith. Okay. You know, still got the beard, smoking a cigar.
Nice.
Yeah. In the ad, he talks about this Luma thing.
I like it.
And it's all right. There's more
interesting than ever.
Yeah, there's more stuff he says in there that you really can't say on television, on the radio. But it is. It's kind of fun. But when he says that this is an affront to human rights, you know, that you have to have that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's also an investor in a company that apparently is part of the deal. All right, let me see. Let's play in your weekend TV for you. Tonight at 7 o'clock on CBS, two classic episodes of I Love Lucy that have been colorized. Okay, so you got that going on.
So you can actually see her red hair.
That's right. And, of course, it's super, ultra, really red because it's colorized, which is never real. Tomorrow night, it's 7 o'clock on NBC. It's A Wonderful Life. James Stewart, Donna Reed. Pretty cool show.
It's like my dad's favorite Christmas movie.
1946. Also, tomorrow night, Pearl Harbor, 75 years later. That'll be on History. Start at 8 o'clock. A new special about the Japanese attack on the U.S. Navy base in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941. Explores both well-known and lesser-known stories from that day that will live in infamy forever. And then on Sunday, the series premiere of Mariah's World.
Oh.
That's right. At 8
I have
o'clock.
My alarm set. Already.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is an 8-part documentary that chronicles the glamorous life of Mariah Carey.
And when you thought Kim Kardashian was the most annoying person in the world.
Look, now she's got competition.
Now she's got Mariah.
Yeah, might be actually somebody else. Now, in the premiere, Mariah plans her upcoming nuptials. Of course, now she and her fiancé have split up since the filming, so there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the problem with reality TV.
Got that drama, that's right, because reality will every once in a while seep in. Mm. And, of course, she gets ready to launch her world tour, so we'll have that as well. So.
And all weekend on TV are Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, listen to that. What a great time for a rainy weekend, right?
I know.
You're going to fill your DVR up, aren't you?
I know, and I have yet to watch Gilmore Girls, even though it was released over Thanksgiving weekend. So I really needed to be in the right mindset, and I just haven't been. So this weekend, it might be it.
All right, you're on. Yep. Here we go.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-480-5681. That's 800-480-5681. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-480-5681. 800-480-5681.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with April Plemons from Longway Home Adoptables. How you doing, April?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Now, you guys had recently your Santa Paws fundraiser going on, right?
Right.
And it was a pretty big success, right?
Wildly successful, yeah. During November, we always try to raise our Santa Paws fund, which is basically a matching fund where local businesses and private donors can put money into the kitty. Mm-hmm. And then we use that fund to match all the community's donations during December for the Home for the Holidays drive.
I like what you did there, kitty.
Like, yeah, that's good, right? That's better than picky. It's into the kitty. And so last year, our Santa Paws fund was about $13,000. And the community matched it, which was amazing. And that funded the first 6 months of this year. So because we are volunteers and we're unpaid and none of that goes to a salary or a mortgage or anything like that, 100% goes to our animals. So that funded us for the first 6 months.
Awesome.
This year, the Santa Paws Fund hit $35,000.
Wow.
I know. So I'm kind of overwhelmed with the generosity of Aggieland. But so what that means is all through December, up to $35,000, local donations will be matched dollar for dollar.
That is super cool.
I know. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. It's pretty amazing. So if the community steps up and helps us by matching that Santa Paws Fund, that means we will be funded our entire 2017 from beginning to end.
Wow.
And that is amazing.
That's fantastic.
Can you imagine how many animals we'll be able to save?
Tons. I know.
It's exciting. So I'm so grateful for the local community.
And then you'll be hearing about all the awesome animals that you guys have for adoption
every week.
On WTAW.
Exactly. Every week.
Very cool.
And so that's going on right now. And to donate to that, you can obviously go to our website or you can just text the word ho, ho, ho to 91999.
Is that all one word?
Yes.
Or? Awesome.
Ho, ho, ho to 91999.
Very cool. Now, okay, speaking of Santa, coming up soon at Santa's Wonderland, you guys got some coming up, right?
Yeah, it's in December, so we're officially in holiday mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so December 10th, we're going to be at Santa's Wonderland. They have partnered with us to be their one of their official charities, which is amazing. And so 100% of the cocoa that's sold that night is going to go to our charity.
Super cool.
I know. And so a lot of times with profit shares, businesses will split, 10% or 20%. No. Santa's Wonderland is giving us 100% of the proceeds. So if you were planning on going to Santa's Wonderland this year anyways, go on December 10th. That's next Saturday. And buy some cocoa because animals will be appreciative.
Cool. Well, if you want more information about the Santa's Wonderland event, or if you want to help match the donations from the Santa Paws Fund, just go check out April and the Good People over at mylongwayhome.org.
Thank you.
Thanks.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Savannah's here this morning at 8:20 to talk about Messina Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, we're finally getting a little chill in the air. That's nice to have so we can think about Christmas. What are y'all doing at Messina Hoff for Christmas?
Yeah, it definitely feels like the holidays at Messina Hoff. We have our Christmas cellar tours coming up, and they're different than your normal cellar tours, different than the Halloween tour because it's Christmas themed, and we're actually going to have warm mulled wine
to drink.
So those are a lot of fun, just different history. So if you've done a tour before, still come out to this one. If you haven't, this is something to try.
Do you limit the numbers of people on the tours, or how does that work out?
We do limit the number of people, so we try to max it out at like 40.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and you got what? Maybe three more opportunities. Is that about right for between now and Christmas time?
Yes, we have Saturday, December 17th, Sunday, December 18th, and then Saturday, December 23rd. So that 23rd one, that's one you could bring the family, if they're in town.
Well, and every winery has a different history based on what the lineage is, and they get to learn a little bit about the Messina Hoff family and how it all came to be here in Bryan College Station.
Right.
And then, of course, how it was before it even came over to America. Now, let's talk about Christmas gifts as far as Messina Hoff is concerned. What do you got available there?
Yeah, so we have the private labels, which are always fun. Get your face or your dog's face, whatever you want as a Christmas gift.
Okay.
So those are great. We have all kinds of gifts. We have a holiday gift guide online.
Okay.
Wine is a gift that someone can keep forever, especially a port wine.
Sure, absolutely. And the other thing is that if you are a business, you can do this. Is a great way to connect with your customers this time of year as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a lot of businesses who love to get their logo on the label and give it out to all of their
okay.
Their
is there time to still do that?
There is time to still do it. We can make it happen for you.
Okay, so what you need to do is stop in there, find out about the tours if you're an individual, but if you're a business or you're looking for gifts, there's opportunities. So what's the website for all of that?
Go to messinahoff.com or you can give us a call at 979-778-9463.
Great. Thanks for the time this
morning.
Thank
you.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. Economists expect hiring picked up and the economy added 175,000 jobs in November when we get the employment numbers this morning, but markets are bracing for an even higher number north of 200,000. The report's expected to be strong enough to reinforce market expectations that the Federal Reserve will hike benchmark interest rates for the second time in 10 years when it meets December 14th. Shares of Ulta jumped more than 6% after the bell after the beauty store chain posted earnings of $1.40 a share on revenues of $1.13 billion for the quarter, beating analyst predictions. Auto buyers floored it to the dealerships. U.S. auto sales last month increased 3.7% from a year ago to 1.38 million, vaporizing a record for the month that was set in November 2001. Sales got a boost from two extra selling days from a year ago and aggressive Black Friday promotions. Trucks and SUVs remain the hot sellers. Futures shares are trending downward after stocks closed mixed Thursday, with the S&P 500 off 7, the Dow up 68. That's your money now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm quite advanced. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrack Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's 827. So we've talked about, I think it's cookie day this weekend, which would work out well because the weather's going to be really lousy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could do some cooking if you wanted to. Kat, who used to be on the Infomaniacs years ago and now has found a happy home at Peace, came in and dropped off a recipe for me because we always used to talk about the McDonald's McRib sandwiches, okay, which is basically pork bologna, but that's okay. Now, yeah. The deal is it's only available for a limited time, right?
Right.
So somehow, some way, she was able to find a recipe so that you can make your own McRib sandwich. You need a food processor, and of course, you have to have the exact same sandwich roll they have. But you take 16 ounces of uncooked pork, spare ribs meat. You shave it off the bones, okay? 3 tablespoons of water, 1 teaspoon of granulated sugar, salt, and then you've got your buns, and then use Hunt's original barbecue sauce. So what you do is you put that stuff in the food processor, puree it at 60 seconds so that you have this little ball of stuff. Yeah. And again, it's supposedly just the meat from the pork spare ribs. It's not any of that other spurious body part stuff. You put that together, you brown it, okay, on a sheet of paper. You put it on a piece of paper and flatten it out, and then you brown it, flip it over about 3 minutes on either side. Then you brown the bun, and you put the Hunt's stuff on there along with onions if you want it and pickles if you want it, and you've got yourself a McRib sandwich. Like it? No? Uh-uh. Have you ever had one?
I've never tried one.
I've never been a big fan, honestly.
Had one bite once, and I went, I just can't.
Yeah.
I don't understand the hype.
Yeah, when you got to wrap it up and put it someplace. Feed it to the dog will be happy with it.
Oh, yeah. It's mutt day, so give one to your mutt.
Yeah, that's right. Wash the barbecue sauce off, because that'll be too much sugar for him, between the sugar on that and the sugar in the meat. But it's fried sugared pork. That's what it is. So there you go. There's your McRib and the recipe. I don't know. Maybe we'll post it online, or maybe they'll put it over on the Peace website.
There you go.
As you're shopping online this weekend, here's a warning about one of the newest cyber criminal tactics. It's called typo squatting. I'm Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Cyber criminals have begun registering commonly mistyped words of well-known web addresses to trick unsuspecting users to use fake websites where their computers will get infected with malware. My website, commando.com, can be easily mistyped. We fight this as much as possible, registering hundreds of variations of my name. But you can't get them all, and neither can major shopping and news websites. Cyber criminals are typo-squatting on just about every site you can imagine. Think of how many Amazon customers will accidentally mistype the word Amazon while shopping this weekend. More than ever, it's up to you to be observant. If the website you land on doesn't look quite right, it probably isn't. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
This year, cyber criminals have attacked millions. It's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even police departments. Ransomware encrypts and locks all of your computer's files, and then cyber criminals demand a ransom. The key to stop it? Keep cyber criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. Kim Commando listeners get 50% off today. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for two suspects accused of stealing a cell phone in the Northgate area last night. According to the report, the victim was contacted on social media by someone interested in buying a used phone, and they agreed to meet at the corner of University Drive and Nagel Street. The suspects provided the victim with an unknown amount of cash, but while he was counting it, one of the suspects grabbed the cash, maintained possession of the phone, and fled on foot. Descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. If you're in Brazos County and need to report an emergency but can't talk to dispatchers, now you can send a text. Patrick Corley, the executive director of Brazos County 911, says talking to dispatchers is still the best option.
The text to 911 capabilities aren't quite as accurate in terms of location as a traditional cell phone call, so it's very important that you know where you are and communicate that information to our dispatchers.
Corley says the same software is being used as surrounding counties, which launched Text to 911 earlier this year. It took about 1 year for Brazos County, which has 5 dispatch locations and 26 work centers that handles 100,000 calls annually, to launch the service. Brazos County has won its appeal to the Texas Attorney General's office to continue visitors from bringing handguns into the courthouse. According to an AG's letter to county officials, modifying the signs outside the building was all that was required.
We've got a lot of security in there, and probably that's the same way with most courthouses, and I just don't think it's appropriate for citizens to be walking in armed.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says he was also happy with a judge's ruling in Waller County that continues a ban in the Hempstead Courthouse. A disturbance at an apartment complex near downtown Bryan Wednesday night resulted in gunfire. Police are looking for 3 men who were involved in the altercation outside the Normandy Manor Apartments on East 29th behind Chicken Express.
We've gotten several recalls of a disturbance, and then one was some shots fired. So once we got to the area, we located a 25-year-old male who had been received a gunshot wound. And based on the preliminary investigation, 3 males and the victim got into a physical altercation at the front door of the residence.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim is hospitalized in stable condition. No one else was hit by the gunfire. Nearly a $250,000 of illegal drugs and 15 weapons were seized as part of an investigation by local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies.
DPS, along with Bryan PD, College Station PD, and the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Office of Inspector General and Homeland Security, in a joint operation on arrest on criminal activity, organized crime here in the Brazos County and surrounding areas.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 6 Bryan residents were arrested on charges of organized criminal activity, 2 were already in jail on other charges, and 4 additional suspects are being sought. Governor Abbott posted on his personal Twitter account yesterday that he will cut funding to public universities that become what he described as sanctuary campuses for immigrant students. The tweet is in response to a story about Texas State University students urging school leaders to declare the campus a sanctuary. You can see the tweet on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook accounts. The newly elected mayors of the Twin Cities are ready to ring the bell tomorrow for the Salvation Army. College Station's Carl Mooney talked about ending a five-year losing streak at the last city council meeting. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson brought up the challenge during his visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Look forward to beating College Station. Yeah. We're one community, but for that hour, we'll be competing with them.
Tomorrow during the noon hour, Mooney will be at the College Station Walmart and Nelson is at the Walmart on Briarcrest. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 52 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime online at WTAW.com and follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This holiday season, Santa's not the only one bearing gifts. Ho, ho, ho! It's Repo Joe! It's the three-day holiday Repo Joe sale at Atkinson Toyota. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 pre-owned bargains, including trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield, some just $89 a month.
Stock number 17-02-77A, 2008 Honda Civic. Selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license, with approved credit.
It's Repo Joe, and the holidays are here early. Give yourself the gift of a great used car at a great bargain. Full prices and payments are posted on the windshield so you can see your savings on the spot. Pay just $27 down with payments from just $89 a month. This is the one used car event you can't miss this holiday season. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville now through Saturday, or go online at RepoJoe.com. Subject to prior sale.
8:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Okay, here's some numbers for you.
Increasing and thickening cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers developing late this afternoon. Highs will be 60 to 65. Scattered showers and breezy tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. For tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. There's the chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow between 55 and 60. Showers and storms tomorrow night. And we'll see more showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Friday, 8:38, time to talk about stuff that's going on in the city of College Station. Jay Sokol here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing good.
So we got anything going on?
No, not really.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
Nothing. I'll see you next week.
Oh, okay, fine.
That was easy.
Brought a guest. That's the person over there in the other corner.
That one, yeah.
Yes, that is our newly elected place for City Councilman Barry Moore.
It is. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing well. Thank
good.
You.
Good. Congratulations and thanks for being with us.
Absolutely.
Kind of an interesting dynamic. We have a new mayor, but we have also three new city council members, of which you're one. Now, you've got experience, obviously, from planning and zoning and such, but kind of tell me about the dynamic that you feel with this new council.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a productive council. We've had, for the last several years, a lot of consistency on council. It's the first time we've had some significant change in a while. But I think we've got a good council. I think we've got a good blend of folks that have differing views on things, and that's what it's all about. I think that's important for a city, that the conversations are going to be good, the conversations are going to be productive. We've only had one meeting so far, but it was a productive meeting, and I think we're going to get a lot done in the next year and coming years.
You know, I was speaking with the new mayor of Bryan earlier this week and just some discussions about development, and I warned them to not get into the situation College Station's found themselves in from planning and zoning decisions that were made years earlier. Now, you're fresh off P&Z, but you still have the same type of challenges. They just happen to be in different parts of the city.
Tell me about your experience on planning and zoning and how you think that's prepared you specifically to be on council now.
For me, PNZ was an incredible educational experience. Learning how to listen to folks from differing sides of an argument and make the decision that we feel like is the best decision for the city of College Station moving into the future. There are a lot of similarities. Obviously, the breadth of issues that we're going to have to face as a city council are a lot larger than what we looked at on PNZ, where it's strictly land use, plats, zoning. But I think it's thickened my skin a little bit. It's helped me to be a better listener, but at the same time to, you know, vote my conscience and know that sometimes voting my conscience isn't going to be what the folks in the audience want to hear, but at the same time, it's what I feel like is best for the city going forward and what I've been elected to do.
Sure. Barry Moore is the new city, one of the new city council members in College Station, joining us this morning. I don't want you to necessarily be critical of the decisions that council has made before, but let's talk a little bit about the challenges that you have as far as the transportation fee is concerned and maintaining the roads that you have and then also preparing for roads in the future. So talk to me as one member of council how you feel about that.
Well, we're a growing city. It's no secret. We have been for a decade. We will be for the next decade or more. I view that as a challenge to respond to, not a problem to solve. But I do think that as a city, we need to realize that this is going to continue coming, and we've got to provide the funds and the energy and the attention to the infrastructure issues that we already have, because they're only going to get worse if we don't. I ran a campaign when we talked a lot about infrastructure and a lot about safety and police, fire, and EMS, and the needs that we're going to continue to have. To me, those are foundational issues to a city. If you don't have those, you don't have much of a city at all. And so I think we've got to focus over the coming years on how do we make sure that we have sufficient and efficient services now, and how are we going to make sure that we have them in the future. To me, I think everything else is secondary to that. And I think if we can take care of those things, we're going to remain a place that people want to live. We're going to remain a place that people want to move to. My family and I moved here. We chose to move back home to live in College Station because of the quality of life, because of the opportunities, and because of the economy here in town.
Generally, this has been a city that has decided that they would fund projects through certificates of obligation as opposed to bonds. Yeah, we're about to build a new police station. That's going to be a massive effort. Explain to me your view on what are the checks and balances, or what are the determining factors as to whether or not we should use certificates of obligation or a bond issue when that. And so people understand, a certificate of obligation can just be voted in and done, whereas a bond issue has to go before the people. Sometimes it's a lot faster this way. But tell me, as one member of council, your view on this.
It's something that I'm learning more about. I don't know that I have a hardline view, and I do agree that when you're a city growing as quickly as we are, sometimes you need to be able to move more quickly maybe than a bond election will allow you to. The ultimate check and balance is at the polls, and you know, we're up for election every 3 years, and folks, if they don't like the way that we're moving, they can make their voice heard at the polls. I do think, like I said, when you're a city that's growing as quickly as we are, and sometimes you need to make moves quickly, the CO option works. Ultimately, I'd like, I'd probably, if we had the time, I think a bond election is a more transparent way of running a government.
Yeah, of course. But again, I think, College Station just announced that the next phase of Lick Creek, and that was bonded 8 years ago. Yep. So it takes a long time for those systems to move in, and I can certainly understand the speeding up the system. Anything we have not covered that you'd want to talk about this morning early on here?
No, I'm excited. I'm excited to serve. I've had a great experience on PNZ. As I said, it's been very educational. It really made me aware of a lot of the issues that the city's facing, but a lot of the opportunities that we have coming. We've seen in my 2 years on PNZ, we've seen a great deal of new businesses wanting to come to town, some successful, some not. I want College Station to be a place where businesses want to move and where businesses want to stay and grow. And so, to me, that's going to be my focus on the economic development side, on the infrastructure side. As I said earlier, it's going to be about making sure that we can maintain provide and maintain a sufficient level of service for our folks. And at the end of the day, if my term's done, I've done those two things, I'm going to be a pretty happy guy.
Super. And finally, I guess one more thing.
Council members act as liaisons to different committees and such. Have those appointments been made yet, or do you have a wish list for that?
Those appointments have not been made. I believe that I will likely be sitting on the Budget and Finance Committee. And on other than that, those appointments have not been made. We'll likely make those appointments at the December 8th meeting.
Got it. Okay. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
What else you got?
Just got some information from College Station Parks and Recreation regarding Christmas in the Park, which is turning into Christmas in the Ark due to the forecast.
Very nice.
Thank you. Yeah. So tonight through Sunday, 6 o'clock through 10 o'clock in the evening, we will have photos with Santa, hot chocolate, and cookies. If you want to drive through and do that, you could do that by the pavilion. Hay rides if it's not raining, but we're going to have to modify things a little bit because of the weather. So if you will check CSTX.gov for the latest on Christmas in the Park, that would be great.
It's Shell Winkley. It's on him because I saw him last night. He said there's going to be like 5.5 inches of rain between now and Monday. So if that happens, go to Shell's house. I think he'll go ahead and...
I think that's a good idea.
Could have milk and cookies with Santa at Shell's house.
And I'm guessing the Aggie Dome is not going to be able to keep this stuff away.
See how it works. Okay, thanks for the time this morning. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Every time you go north on Highway 6 up towards Waco, you go through Hearn and you look over there to the right and you see the train yards. Railroad tracks, cars, people. What are they doing over there? I was always curious, thought you might be too. Who better to ask than the manager of train operations? He's been doing it since 2001. His name is Ashley Zeig.
About 95% of our operation is the exchange of crews. You'll have crews that bring trains from either Fort Worth, Longview, Dallas, San Antonio, Taylor, New Brunswick, and or Houston. And the directions they come, they'll also vice versa go the opposite directions. What we do is the crew change pool. We swap the crews. The crews are Houston crew will swap out with the Fort Worth crew, or vice versa, Longview crew with the New Brunswick crew. That's our biggest operation. 95% is just the crew swapping. The crews from those terminals will then lay over here at Hearn for their rest and wake up to take a trip back home the next day.
You've probably seen on highways everywhere these vans that say rail crew vans. Well, that's their transportation. So how many go in and out of that Hearn train yard each day? Well, just do the math.
In a 24-hour period, right now we've been a little below average, so we're running about 36 trains a day. And you look at two getting on and two getting off, so, you know, multiply it by four. So you're looking at anywhere from 120 to 150 guys a day, depending on any kind of trainees that might be with them. Most crews are typical two-man crews. However, if you have a trainee, that'll add a three-man to about maybe 33% of our outgoing crews.
Ashley Zeig hadn't always been a train guy, but he loves it.
College didn't work out too well for me. I needed a good job, and luckily, by the grace of God, I found one.
Ashley Zeig, born and raised in Hearn, Texas. Happy with that and proud of it.
I love it. We've got our flaws. I can't deny that, but it's home. Family's here. My kids are growing up here. I mean, I'm not planning on going anywhere else.
You know, in Bryan College Station, we sometimes look at the trains as a nuisance, keeping us from going where we want to go and getting there on time. Well, listen to Ashley Zeig.
The best way to look at it is each rail car is equivalent to, and this is just off the top of my head, equivalent to probably four 18-wheelers. So if I've got a 100-car train going through your town, if that merchandise or product was going to be moved via 18-wheeler, you got 400 18-wheelers going through your town. So, yes, it can be a burden, but in order for this merchandise and products to be moved, this is the most safest, most efficient way to do it.
Now, I don't know any Aggie baseball fan that doesn't enjoy it when they're sitting at Olsen Field, and when the train comes by and they blow the Aggie war hymn. What does Ashley Zeig say about that?
No comment.
Yeah, officially they can't condone that, but
I've actually been at a baseball game, had my kids. I got three girls and my wife, and we were there, and it was a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, but the official comment is no comment. Thank you, Ashley Zeig, for what you do every day, and the guys at the rail yard in Hearn. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. For Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Nest with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Nest, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 10 minutes till. We'll talk to Mr. Downs, I think, this morning. May have time to do that. We'll see. In the meantime, Neil Diamond is going to celebrate his career with a world tour. He is 75 years old.
Wow.
50th anniversary world tour. Includes songs he wrote in the 60s for the Monkees. He wrote several songs for the band, including I'm a Believer, which sold more than 10 million copies. First leg of the tour kicks off in Fresno, California, April 7th. Goes through August. He will be in Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles. No mention of College Station, but...
I never knew that, but that makes sense. I'm a Believer sounds like a Neil Diamond song.
Yeah, it does. That's kind of what he did.
That's cool.
Hello?
Good morning. I heard your plaintiff plea for a moment of conversation.
Oh, I don't know.
I am pulled over to the side of the road on the Bryan side of the College Station Bryan city limits at this very moment.
Oh, so you won't get here before the show's over. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. It was a big night for my alter ego last night.
Yes, yes.
And
how'd that go?
About 400 children.
Wow.
We were at Sue Haswell Park. And I never get the name of the park right. I've only been here, 50 years.
Yeah, it seems like you'd remember it by now. Do you think? Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say it was a really nice one. It was really cool. The children asked for the traditionally embarrassing things that their parents would die if they knew they had said. And it was pretty good. Even a couple I can't tell you on the radio.
Oh, so now were there any kids who asked for Hatchables? Is that what they're called?
Hatchimals.
Anybody ask for Hatchimals?
And because of the guidance of world-famous Chelsea Reber, I was able to properly respond by saying, oh, my, those are very hard to find. I'll have to see if I have any more of those.
Difficult.
So I they gave Mom and Dad an out on the impossible to acquire gifts.
Okay,
so
that's good. Now, speaking of...
Legos, in case you wondered. Legos and Barbies.
There you are. Speaking of Chelsea Reber, did she come and ask you for a credit card?
Oh,
all right.
I got to remember that.
Sorry, I kind of busted her on that. She will be needing the company card for promotional purposes.
She's possibly the only woman at the radio station who hasn't asked me for the company credit card in the past few days, but I don't know.
See,
that,
Scott, I was waiting for the right time.
Yeah, okay, sorry. But we do. We have serious needs for this because we need to get a gift for our listener, a lucky listener. We'll win this, and we'll let you see it, and we'll demonstrate it here at the station before we give it away.
Not like a Bentley or something.
No.
It's on sale right now, actually. I think it's like $25.
Well, that's within our gift-giving range.
Perfect. Well, okay.
Okay, so I'm glad that worked out for you, and of course, now got a slicker.
About that parade on Sunday.
Yeah, got a slicker, do you? Yeah, how's that going to work out for you?
Well, Santa has an umbrella, so we're good.
Well, as I said, and, I was so close to wanting to be an elf to walk next to the float this year, but I decided not to.
It's going
to
give Float
a
whole new
definition. You're not a good swimmer,
as I recall. Yeah.
It's going to give Float a whole new definition
there.
Yeah,
thank you. All right. Well, anyway, have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll be thinking of you.
And a merry little Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One, and I am standing on lots of hardwood floors back here. You've got some new lines in that we haven't seen before.
An unlimited number of colors and shades, some mixes of brown and gray that are kind of modern yet classic, traditional looks. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,500 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Baby Center has released its annual report on the year's most popular baby names.
Here we go.
We'll do the top eight because we don't want to do 10.
Yeah.
Number eight. This is guys first today. Number eight, Caden, then Mason, then Ethan, then Noah, then Liam. Your top three, Lucas, number three, Aiden, number two, Jackson, number one.
Oh, my friend just had a little boy and named him Jackson.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a Liam.
I have a grandson who's a Jackson, so there you go. It's spelled with an X. All right, here we go for baby names for girls. Number eight is Aria.
Okay.
Aria.
Sorry. Riley. That's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Isabella.
Oh.
Mia. Ava. Your top three.
My friend's got an Ava, too.
These three have been in the top three, I think, for a long time. Olivia, Emma, and Sophia.
Mm.
They have been for a long time.
Mr. Downs has a Sophia, right?
Yeah, he has a Scott. He has a Scott also.
Oh.
He has a Scott.
Oh,
there
you
go. He does. He was afraid to tell me. He announced it on the air and didn't say the kiddo's name. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's all right. I remind him every time I see him. Yeah,
that's
most of the time, anyway. okay. I had a Gilmore Girls story.
We had a text in who said it's not that good.
Aww.
Hey, we did have. We'll have to share this again when we have more time, maybe next week. We had a text in that kind. You asked about Trump's decision on using the Rolling Stones song.
Yes,
and they kind of analyzed the lyrics for us.
Oh, okay, we will.
Yeah,
we'll
very good insight. Very good insight. Right. We just don't have time right now.
Okay, that's fine. I know that kind of bothers you a little bit about the Gilmore Girls.
I know. I'm still watching.
All right, that's good. And Tiger Woods shot a 73 for the first round.
Yep.
Good enough to play for a second day, which
there
is something he hasn't been able to do for a while.
Yep.
All right, stay dry. There's going to be a lot of rain, we think, this weekend. So watch TV or something. WTAW College.